I'm Josephine Reed from the National Endowment for the Arts with the Chairman's Corner, a weekly podcast with Mary Ann Carter, Chairman of the Arts Endowment. This is where we discuss issues of importance to the arts community and a whole lot more. The Arts Endowment has a long history of supporting jazz, not only through our grants for projects, but also through our NEA Jazz Masters Award. This is the nation's highest honor in jazz, which is why I'm thrilled to say that on August 20th, we're having an online celebration of the 2020 Jazz Masters. And here is Mary Ann to tell us about it. Hi there.
Hi, Joe. That's right. Next Thursday, August 20th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, is the online concert celebrating the 2020 NEA Jazz Masters. And this amazing class of 2020 includes Bobby McFerrin, Roscoe Mitchell, Reggie Workman, and Dorthon Kirk. And a little about each, although I don't think many need introductions. Bobby McFerrin is a master of vocal improvisation. His four-octave range allows him to move from scat singing to polyphonic overtone singing to vocal percussion, working both with and without instruments. Roscoe Mitchell is considered one of the leading figures in avant-garde jazz, integrating influences from world music to funk, rock, and classical. He's performed on more than 85 recordings and written in excess of 250 compositions in jazz and classical music. Reggie Workman is one of the premier bassists in jazz, performing in mainstream jazz as well as in avant-garde ensembles. He was a member of two of jazz's most important groups, the John Coltrane Quartet and Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. Dorthon Kirk is receiving the A.B. Spellman Jazz Masters Fellowship for Jazz Advocacy. For more than four decades, Dorthon has been a major force at WBGO Jazz 88.3 FM Newark Public Radio. It is the only full-time jazz station in the New York, New Jersey area. She has been active as a curator and producer of jazz events, primarily in and around Newark, and is an avid supporter of musicians and jazz education for children. And I should add, Joe, all the Jazz Masters are deeply committed to jazz education.
I feel like I want some applause around here. Do you know what I mean? I felt like applauding after everyone. And this online concert is the celebration we've been promising since the previous one at SF Jazz in San Francisco was postponed because of COVID.
That's right. And of course, we were so disappointed to have to postpone last April's event. But this virtual concert will be an opportunity to bring together jazz fans from around the world in celebration of our 2020 Jazz Masters.
The Arts Endowment has a great partner in this event.
We really do. This special concert on August 20th is presented in partnership with SF Jazz, a recognized international leader in jazz creation, presentation, and education, and they're based in San Francisco. And Joe, if you don't mind, I'd really like to take a moment to thank SF Jazz founder and executive artistic director, Randall Klein, for all of his and his staff's extraordinary work putting together this really grand event. Randall will also be hosting a live conversation online with the four NEA Jazz Masters immediately following the concert.
Well, we all want to know who's performing.
Well, it's going to be quite a show. 2017 NEA Jazz Master Dee Dee Bridgewater will MC the concert and perform. The concert will also feature performances by acclaimed jazz musicians recorded from locations across the country and led by music director Terry Lynn Carrington. And let me just say, we so appreciate the creativity and dedication of all those involved, including the many musicians who are performing in honor of the recipients so that we can continue our agency's long tradition of honoring great individuals in jazz. And your listeners can find a list of these wonderful performers at arts.gov. You'll find a ton of resources and content from videos to podcasts to audio jazz moments, all about the extraordinary 157 jazz masters. And I'm talking about musicians like Ella Fitzgerald, Sonny Rollins, Diane Reeves, Miles Davis, Chick Corea, Archie Shepp, and Eddie Palmieri. It's a great resource and a lot of fun.
Okay, Marianne, let's hear the concert details one more time.
Okay, gladly. Thursday, August 20th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time. The concert is available for free for anyone to watch. Just go to arts.gov and you'll see how to access the live stream. And don't forget to join in on the conversation on Twitter by using the hashtag NEAJazz2020.
I think it'll be so much fun. I can't wait. Marianne, I'll talk to you next week.
Can't wait, Joe. Thank you.
That's Marianne Carter, chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts. And one more time, the online concert celebrating the 2020 NEA Jazz Masters can be seen next Thursday, August 20th, at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. You can watch it at many online sites, including sfjazz.org and, of course, arts.gov. I'm Josephine Reed. Stay safe, and thanks for listening.